The Cook County Board of Commissioners voted to approve an Alternative Work Site, or AWS, plan for Public Health and Human Services Director Sue Futterer on Tuesday, February 9th. 3 months ago, Futterer requested the board allow her to relocate to Virginia, Minnesota, while retaining her position as department head. She said she would still be in the county a good share of the week, would maintain a local residence, and would telecommute when out of the county. Her husband recently became superintendent of Virginia schools. County Attorney Tim Scannell worked on writing up a proposal for the AWS arrangement with Commissioners Bob Fenwick and Jan Hall. The draft, which was approved by the county board Tuesday, closely mirrors a proposal offered earlier by Futterer.
In essence, what we have is a relatively brief document that establishes parameters for Sue Futterer as the Director of Public Health and Human Services to work from an alternate office, which is in her other home in Virginia, and it defines the terms for doing that, and it would create a contract for that specific purpose between the director and the county. It's not a re-envisioning of her responsibilities or her job. It's just specifically this issue of allowing her to work from the alternate office for part of her time.
Scannell further said the AWS plan is not designed as a job appraisal, but rather an appraisal of how the AWS plan is working. In a letter to the board, Futterer outlined her in and out of county time since the plan started as a pilot. She said that since November 1st, there have been 6 county holidays, as well as several days of paid leave that she was scheduled to use in December. She said that there were 65 workdays during the pilot period. Approximately 21 days were spent working in the courthouse office, 14 days attending out-of-town meetings, conferences, etc., and 12 days spent working from an AWS. She also used 12 days of planned leave for health and vacation reasons. Board Chair Fritz Sobania asked 2 department supervisors in attendance for comments on the AWS pilot so far. Fiscal Supervisor Jan Parrish.
I would just like to say that during this time, I mean, I've not had to make a decision that otherwise Sue would have made. You know, I just want to assure you of that, you know, there's been no change in my job duties.
Social Services Supervisor Grace Bouchard.
I would support that. Workflow has gone as before, and again, it's very clear about what is Sue's domain and Sue's job, and if there's something that comes up that isn't something that Jan and I can deal with, we just refer to Sue, and she's always available, and we've had a really good flow of decision making and work processes, so I've been really satisfied with how things have gone.
Commissioner Jim Johnson said that his recent experience with human services had been very good.
I had to contact Sue last week for an issue that came up, so I called the social service number, dialed right in. She answered on the first ring and researched the issue, and a couple hours later she called me back. I don't know if she was in her office, I don't know if she was in Virginia, I don't know where she was, but the issue was handled just as it normally would have been. I was impressed how well it was handled.
Commissioners voted for the alternative worksite plan 4-1. Hall voiced her dislike for any out-of-county arrangement.
I agree with the work plan and how it was rewritten and addressed many things, but I still disagree with the initial plan of working out-of-county.
The board will conduct ongoing reviews, and the plan may be terminated by either party on 10 days' notice. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.